Wednesday, July the 7th, on renewing of the mind. Got some thought questions that we'll be getting into. I passed them out. If you don't have one, it's in the plexiglass back there in the Wednesday night plexiglass holder. These are some thought questions that after we go through somewhat of a little bit of an introduction, then we'll look at these thought questions and hopefully will provoke some deeper thinking. This quarter, we're going to be engaged in the study of the renewing of your mind. And with this, when you think about the renewing of your mind, there's some questions that kind of comes to you that you think about. It comes to us, does the mind have to be renewed? Is it necessary that a person renew their mind? Is that necessary? Why does the mind need renewed? Is there something critically wrong with our thinking? Who has to renew their thinking? What is the process or how does one achieve this renewing of their mind? And so with that, that's just some questions that you may be thinking about concerning the renewing of your mind. I will say this in the beginning, that the mind has to be renewed in order to be a child of God. In order to adapt and have the Spirit of Christ within you, the mind has to be renewed. If the mind is not renewed, then you cannot have the Spirit of God within you. Without that renewal, it cannot be there. So it is essential that the mind be renewed, that a child of God does this. And it's not just a one-time only thing, like, say, baptism, where you're baptized and it's one time only. But the renewing of your mind is something that is in a future tense. It's ongoing. It's continuing. So it's something that is done day in and day out, the renewing of your mind that has to take place. When you look at the thought that comes to mind is that with this renewing of your mind, is there something in one's life which requires attention to set back in order? And that's what one would think when you talk about the renewing of your mind. Is there something that has to be set back in order on that? If you take Webster's dictionary, it describes renew as a verb, meaning to make or become new, fresh, or strong again. And there's three instances that it offers with this renewing of the mind. When it says renew concerning Webster's, one way that it is used and defined is to repeat, to make or do again. The example would be to renew a complaint. If you make a complaint, then you renew it and you do it again. In that process over and over. And that's how in one case that in Webster it's used as repeat as far as renew. Another way that it is used is to resume. And that's to begin again. The example would be to renew one's efforts. You were working on a car or doing something and you stop and you have to go look at instructions or whatever and then you pick that work back up again. In that sense, it's to resume or to begin again. The third thing that Webster has is to replace. And the example would this be to renew the lining of a coat or to renew the lining or the hem of a dress or whatever to where you're putting something out there again. Renewing it. You're replacing it and you're renewing it. So that's Webster's definition. And again, be sure and get the questions in the back because these are some thought questions. If you don't have one, they're in the plexiglass there for Wednesday evening. As often is the case, when you look at the worldly definitions, they're far from the spiritual defining of a word used in Scripture. They're not the same. When you look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in verse 23, Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 23. The scripture there, Paul says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. To be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Basically, it's to reform, to take on a new mind. It's not like we looked at the worldly definitions of Webster's. It's not that. But this is to take on a new mind. It's to be spiritually transformed. It's not a renewal of the natural powers as far as the memory, the judgment, and the perception, but the spirit of the mind under the controlling power of the Word of God. That's how it's used in this passage. When you look at it, it's to reform, to take on a new mind. And in that, where does that take place? According to Ephesians 4:23, where does it take place? Okay. Be more, if you can, be more descriptive. Where? I know in the mind, but... Right. But in what place? In the spirit of the mind. So that tells me that we have a spirit. Now, we know that that spirit could be one of the world, or it can be the spirit of God. We can have one of those spirits within us in our mind. He is telling us in Ephesians 4:23 to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Not just the mind, but the spirit of the mind. And that you would have to look at, and I think C.L. dealt a little bit with it and so forth, as far as spirit. And that would be a study in itself as far as what is the spirit of the mind. But this is where the renewal, the reformation, to make a new mind, to make a new spirit in the mind that is essential. And that's what he says in chapter 4 and verse 23, to be renewed. It's not to begin again. It's not to make or do again or do anything like that. This is to... Nothing to do with the mind as far as memory, judgment, perception. Nothing to do in the natural part. But it's under the controlling power of the Word of God. So when you reform or take on that new mind, it's going to be under the power of who? It's going to be under the power of the Word of God. That's what's going to renew this mind. That's what's going to renew this spirit within us. Of our mind, that we take on something totally different. Okay? And any time that you have a thought or whatever, feel free to interrupt and go with it. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Paul says there, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here it's used as a complete change for the better. A renewal which stresses the process of sanctification. One of the lessons we're going to be dealing with, of course, is going to be regeneration, sanctification, holiness, cleansing, washing. We're going to be dealing with those. But here it's a process, a renewal which stresses the process of sanctification. The adjustment of the moral and spiritual vision and thinking to the mind of God, which is designed to have a transforming effect upon the life. This is the renewing of our mind. That there's an adjustment of both the moral and the spiritual part of us. And our thinking becomes the same as the mind of God, which is designed to have that transforming effect upon our life. We are to take upon whose character?
Christ.
We are to take upon Christ's character. How do you take upon... Let me rephrase that. Let me redo that. Okay? We are to take upon the attributes, not the character. I'm sorry. The attributes of Christ. That becomes our character. Okay? But Christ has, he doesn't have character or anything like that. I'm sorry. He has attributes. God has the attributes. Christ has the attributes the same as the Father. And we are to take them on. How do we take on those attributes of Christ and the Father? How do we take them on? Is it not through this process of renewing the spirit of our mind? How do we have the attributes of Christ and God dwelling within us? Is it not through this renewing of the mind, of the spirit of the mind? That's how we have that. So that is how it has to be done. The purpose of this renewal, he states here in chapter 12, verse 2, the purpose of this renewal is so that we can prove that the will of God, that God's will for us is, number one, it's good. It's not bad, but it's good. Number two, it's acceptable. Not acceptable to us, but acceptable to God. And number three, that it's perfect or complete. The three things that with this transforming by the renewing of mind, that we can prove that. That we will be able to prove that. Okay? In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Colossians, the third chapter. And again, if there's something that is kind of confusing or maybe unclear or whatever, just holler. It won't bother me or the class, and we'll go over it or try to explain it a little better. Sometimes I don't do the best in trying to convey my thoughts and explaining something. So, feel free to holler. Colossians, the third chapter, verse 10. In this, Paul told those, he says, and hath put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. To make new here, the renewal, not recent, it's not recent, but it's different. To make different. To make substantially different. Okay? Not just a small, slight variation or whatever, but to make substantially different. To cause to grow up new. To be changed into a new kind of life opposed to the former corrupt state. Okay? That renewal. Okay? To renew. Renewed in the knowledge after the image of him. Used of a new man in contrast to the old unregenerate nature. To be renewed in the spirit of the mind. To be renewed. Used of a new man in contrast to the old regenerate nature. There again, we'll have lessons on regeneration. The old regenerate nature. Now, who is in that old regenerate nature? Who is in that? Just certain select ones? Or have we all have been in that old unregenerate nature, have we not? We have been there. Correct?
Yeah, I think the point that you're making is it's not a renewal like the world says, like starting over again. It's a complete 180 degree change. I mean, it's one of the things that always, I mean, strikes me when you look at when Jesus teaches. He always, I mean, these are radical differences between God and the world, and we're all of the world at some point, and it requires a radical change to completely. When you talk about repentance, a complete turnaround from what you were before. And, you know, we've talked about the Beatitudes and all those things. I mean, that's what it describes, because the world can't think the way that is. And so if we're going to be of Christ, we can't think the way the world thinks anymore. It requires a total change in how we look at things.
Totally. And it's the old man that was there is nowhere in the same spirit and mind, and does not have the attributes of God. does not have it. But that change is essential. It's necessary. And here in verse 10, he's talking about be renewed in knowledge. Can you have the knowledge and not be renewed? You can have the knowledge but not be renewed?
No.
It depends on what you mean by knowledge.
Okay.
Okay. You might have a cursory knowledge. I know what the Bible says, but a knowledge, personal knowledge of this is what I conform my life to. That's the knowledge that we're talking about here. And if you don't have that, then you're not a part of Christ.
Okay. The knowledge, it will affect the change, the renewal of the spirit of the mind. The knowledge will.
If you apply it, of course we're told that heaven knows do good, doeth not. So you know do good, not do it. That knowledge accomplishes you nothing. It's something that has to make application. Even when you look back at Colossians, there it talks about the old man that put off anger, wrath, malice. If you don't do that and don't do it, that knowledge has accomplished you nothing.
And in essence, when you're in that position, you're still the old, unregenerate man, and you really have not renewed the spirit of your mind. That has not took effect. That has not took place. That renewal of the mind, the spirit of the mind, is not. So your mind, the spirit of your mind, is still apart and separate from what God's spirit of mind is.
I mean, you could look at it this way. I mean, I've heard it explained this way. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied to your life. And so, I mean, if you apply these things, then you'll be renewed.
Right. In this passage, when you look at it, the spiritual renewal is accomplished by a specific agent. And that agent is knowledge according to the Godhead. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, the agent is the knowledge according to the Godhead. This renewing of the spirit of the mind is only going to be accomplished by a specific agent, and that has to be the knowledge of the Godhead, the words of the Godhead, the words of God. That can only be the only agent that there is. You can't use anything else. You can't go to anything else. You can't appeal to anything else. But in order to have the correct renewing of the spirit of your mind, that is going to be the agent that is going to be doing it. That is the knowledge according to the Godhead. Okay? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 9. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That Spirit has to dwell within us. And in order for that Spirit to be dwelling within us, that Spirit of God dwelling within us, that is only accomplished through the renewing of the spirit of our mind. In taking, as Ray said, that knowledge and the application of it, and putting it on. Okay. As many of you as been baptized into Christ have done what? Galatians 3:26. Have done what? Have put on Christ. What does it mean to put on Christ? That put on, be clothed with Christ. How are you clothed with Christ? Christ had the attributes, and it showed us the attributes of who? If you've seen me, you've seen who? My Father. So if we put on Christ, if we are clothed with His attributes, then we also have the attributes of who? The Father. Okay? That's how, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have that renewal of the spirit of your mind, then you're not of that nature. You're not of that nature. Okay? Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians, the second chapter, in verse 10. For we are his workmanship, talking about those that have accepted the gospel, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship, his creation, that we've been created in Christ Jesus unto or for good works, which God hath before ordained or prepared that we should walk in them. So these good works, when were they prepared? When were they ordained? When?
Before the foundation of the world.
Before the foundation of the world. That is the essence and the nature of who? These good works is the essence and nature of who?
God.
Of God. And that's where they were prepared. That's where they were ordained. And that we should do what? That we should walk in them. Okay? For we are his workmanship created. The creation created in Christ Jesus for those good works. So the good works that I'm going to find are going to be where? In Christ. And what Christ did was gave us the will of the Father. He gave us all the attributes, the knowledge, the will of the Father. Okay? This renewing of the mind implies that the whole course of life now flows in a different direction. If the whole course of life does not flow in a different direction, then the necessary conclusion is that there has not been a renewing of the spirit of the mind. Correct? Or would you say you can? Would you say that if there's not, life does not now flow in a whole different direction, the course of life, that there has been a renewing of the spirit of the mind? Can you have a partial renewing of the spirit of the mind? You can't have a partial renewal. So what does it have to be? If you can't have a partial, what does it have to be? It has to be a complete renewing of the spirit of the mind. And this is why it's so essential that we think about this. In order to be a child of God, and in order to daily live our lives, we've got to have this complete renewing of the spirit of the mind there. We have to adopt that. We have to have it. If that is not evident in our life, then the old man is still going to be hanging there. The old man is still going to be coming out. And in essence, we are none of Christ, are we? We're none of Christ. We're not part of him. So it's essential that this renewal of the spirit of the mind takes place. And again, it's not only a present thing, but it's also in the future tense, that it's a continuance, something that has to be kept being done, renewed, a renewal. Okay? 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 17. To show that the whole course of life now flows in a different direction. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you've obeyed the gospel and say that you are a Christian. If any man be in Christ, if you are in Christ, have put on Christ, he is a what? He is a new creature. What has happened? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What are those things? The old things that are passed away and all things that become new. Is this not a part of that renewing of the spirit of the mind?
Ways of the world. Ways of the world.
Okay. The works of the flesh, I would say, the works of the flesh are now done away with. The old man of sin, the works of the flesh are done away with. You mortify them, you put them to death, Colossians tells us, and you put on the new man. And this new man, the reason you put him on is because there is a renewing of the spirit of the mind. The spirit of the mind of God is in direct opposition to what? The spirit of the world. Okay? So, or the spirit of Satan. So, either one, I'm going to have one or the other. I'm going to have the spirit of the mind of Satan, or I'm going to have the spirit of the mind of God, or I can try to mingle the two together. I know you can't, but we do, do we not? And that's why when those things happen and that they're mingled together, that's why we have to be on a vigilant alert that we have that constant renewing of the spirit of the mind taking place day in and day out, so that there is not that mingling of the spirit of Satan with the spirit of God. Okay, we already have the spirit of Satan, and we'll get into that in the next few lessons. We have the spirit of Satan. This renewing of the spirit of the mind is once we learn by the knowledge, the truth, the Word of God, then there's that renewing of the spirit of the mind, that transformation. Okay? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We must look and recognize what the old man was in the presence of God and what the old things, and what are the old things which must pass away. Now that may sound, but we've got to look where we came from. Okay? We've got to look and recognize what the old man was. If we do not recognize what the old man was in the presence of God, then there cannot be any renewing of the spirit of the mind. We have to know where we're at, what we have done, and then when we recognize that, we will see what are the old things which must pass away. Okay? Sometimes they come back again, but we've got there again. We've got to renew. So I hope that you can see now the importance or how essential it is that if we're going to be a child of God, we have to. It's imperative, paramount, that we have this renewing of the spirit of the mind. If we don't, then we are none of His. We are none of His. The questions that I've got, now that when you think about it as far as thought questions, how would you define the biblical word renew? In light of the passages that we looked at and so forth, how would you define the biblical word renew? Do you think it's just to replace?
Maybe transformation.
Hebrews 5 and verse 14 talks about having the mind exercise, discern good and evil. It's a retraining of a thought process that you would have had from the old to the new. Recognize what was good and what's evil. It's a retraining of the mind.
Okay. And that gets into the second question. What is it within you that needs to be renewed? The mind, the spirit of your mind, the spirit of your mind, the inner part of you, the spirit of your mind, that's what needs to be renewed. That directs what? I mean, can I change my emotions and not change the inner spirit within me? Just a thought question. Can I change emotions? Can I have emotions and it be separate and apart from the inner spirit? I can have sorrow, 2 Corinthians 7. I can have sorrow, sorrow of the world, but what is it that I'm supposed to have? Godly sorrow. Now, depending upon my spirit of my mind, depends upon which sorrow I will have, correct? Just a thought question. What is meant by renew the spirit of your mind? I think maybe you can see that a little bit now, right? The spirit of your mind, the renewal of that. Why is it necessary that the child of God start thinking to the mind of God? Why is that necessary? Or is it necessary? Why would it be necessary?
We have to remind of God to obey Him. So it's necessary for us to start thinking about Him up through His Word and learning all we can about that.
Okay.
It's an either or. If you don't have the Spirit of God, or if your spirit of your mind's not fashioned after the Spirit of God, then it's fashioned after the opposite, which is going to be the spirit of the world or of Satan.
If we don't start thinking to the mind of God, where will we be when we stand before God in judgment? If we don't adopt and renew that spirit of the mind and be thinking to the mind of God and have that mind of God within us, where will we be? What will He be pleased on the day of judgment as we stand before Him? Or are we going to be falling short with that? It's necessary that we be imitators of God, that we take those attributes, that we have those attributes. As you said, you went through the Sermon on the Mount, and the whole process of that was have these attributes. If you don't have them, you know, there's chances are you're not going to see who. You're not going to see God. Okay? Question number five. Where is the knowledge of the image of God contained? In God's revelation. The Spirit of God has gave that. It has searched out God the Father. The Spirit has searched out and knows what. Corinthians tells us, Paul says, that the Spirit of God knows the mind of God. Knows the Spirit of God. Who knows the spirit of man?
Man's spirit. Not God.
Right. Okay. Bad question. Right. We know God knows the spirit of man, but also who else?
No one knows us better than ourselves.
Right. And there again, that's the spirit of man. We know.
God accepted. Let me clarify that.
Okay. Okay. What renews and makes a new man?
Being Christ-like.
Pardon me?
Being Christ-like.
Okay. There again, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, that initial step, that regeneration, have what?
Put on Christ.
Renews and makes a new man. Okay. We'll do questions 7 and 8 next week, and then we'll pick up on lesson 1. Any questions or thoughts?
Brother Bob, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you think it's hard to be a Christian?
Yes, I do.